Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Yeah. In FM, man. I imagine Georgie is driving around somewhere hearing that in FM and feeling pretty good about it.
It's a difference, man. I'm not going to lie.
104.3 FM. Pretty badass. Georgie Music on social media. If you want to hear more of his music, JORGMUZIK. 3 o'clock hour here on the Hockman and Crowder program. And Josh Appel is in for Solana today, who was replaced this week by Dan Day, who did a great job. And yesterday we had our big announcement. We flipped this station onto the FM dial at 2 o'clock yesterday. Mm-hmm. And we'll be here for the rest of your lives. We're not going anywhere.
Hawk, you ain't got that long, Hawk.
No, rest of their your lives, not my life. Rest of your – it's going much longer than that. We're not going anywhere.
Wait, so I thought FM adds years to your life also in addition to making it
Well, that would be great if that's the case. Yeah. Then I needed this sooner.
Every time Hawk doesn't text me back, I'm worried. Hello?
Is it today? So I'm looking at some of the Dolphins-Bears joint practice stuff. There's some more preseason football tonight as well, if anyone is interested in that hoo-ha. But, man, I love listening to you and Gino and anytime, Aronde, Kim Bocamper. I love the stories because, you know, what we see most of the time is guys who are the highest level of their sport performing and participating, and you don't ever hear the stories where you got intimidated or you got scared or you felt like you didn't belong. And, you know, over the years, I've heard them from you and I've heard them from Gino and Aronde. But that's funny. Like, you're a stud in college. Mm-hmm. You know, every NFL team has shown interest in you. Every coach has told you how great you are. And then you run into a huddle for the first time and someone just immediately little boys you, and you're like, yeah, you're right back freshman year where you're just trying to find your way.
What's that saying? There's always a bigger dog out there.
Always a bigger dog out there.
Yeah, man. It's funny. I was talking to Vlad yesterday, and he was asking me the same thing. And he was like, yeah, like, what's the difference between the levels of football? And I was like, to be honest, and not even being cocky, I was like, high school, I went straight to Florida and started at Florida and played in the SEC, and it wasn't that big of a difference. When I got to the NFL – OTAs and mini camps to rookies, I'm playing with college guys still. Hey man, just get out of my way, okay? Man, I got in that huddle with Junior Seau, Zach Thomas, Jason Taylor, Sam Madison, Vonnie Holiday, Kevin Carter, Keith Traylor.
Jeff Skanina.
They snapped that first ball and it was chaos around me. How do y'all move this fast? It's crazy. That's why I kind of had to get under Zach's wing, because I was like, Zach, I don't know what's going on.
Did you ever have a moment, though, where you thought to yourself, wow, as good as I thought I was at football, I don't know if I'm cut out for this?
I remember telling Charlie Strong, I was like, it was junior. Zach was just so smart, but like I was physically bigger than Zach. So it was like I was faster than him, stronger than him, but he just made plays. But I remember like seeing Junior and standing next to him and just being like, Coach, I'll never be this good. I told Charlie Strong that when he called me in my rookie camp. He's like, hey, how's it going, Crowder? I said, Coach, I don't think I'll ever play football as good as Junior Seau in my life. Well, that's a pretty high bar to set for yourself.
Right, that is. I mean, that's fair. Like, he's not incorrect in that.
It's like, Coach, this dude's cool. But think about it. It was probably four Hall of
Perhaps
Famers.
Perhaps compare yourself to Kiko Alonso and set the barometer a little lower.
I'm killing Eddie Moore. This Moreland Greenwood. I can play with him. Okay, what they say, you get to the league and you see guys and you're like, that's crazy. I joke all the time. I'm like, there's no way that we eat the same dinner. You can't, me and you can't have the same life habits because how fast and strong and big you are.
Hey, I told you, I've shown you the picture of me and Bryant McKinney, and I'm like, there's no way that he and I are living on the same planet. Like, it's not possible.
Yep.
Did you guys see the picture of Myles Garrett from yesterday or the day before, just standing shirtless at the media podium with his arms crossed?
He's a monster.
My God. Huge.
That guy's a monster.
How are you 300 pounds with abs?
Did you see Tyreek Hill? I don't know if it was recent or not. I happened to see it on social media yesterday. Tyreek Hill meeting Victor Wembanyama.
Oh my goodness. He like a sixth grader?
Excuse me, I had to sneeze. I didn't want to do it in FM.
You got asthma?
I might have COVID. I may have to go home. You got it from here?
You need some Primatene mist?
I was supposed to go down and see my girl at Vice City Coffee about 7 minutes ago. I got to get out of here. You have anything in the arsenal, Jimmy, that you can fire off so I can go get another coffee?
Midday shift lady. Gonna tell you about business.
I was trying to give her a little something to think about.
You remember Julius Peppers?
Yeah, I mean that's a monster.
He was kind of the Myles Garrett of my time, and we played the Panthers. And after the game, this is my rookie year, I just walked over by. I just had to like size myself
be in
up.
His like,
and he caught me, and was like, "What's up, bro?" I said, "Huh?" Like I'm just standing next to him. I'm looking at his arm. I'm looking down at my arm, and he looks back at me. And he's like, "You good, huh?" And I just kind of walked off. And I was like, "Oh man, he caught me looking at him."
Man, let's get headlines with Josh Appel here for the 3 o'clock hour. There's a lot going on with joint practices. Headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai, the number one Hyundai store in the nation. Just went full beast mode. Doral Hyundai, where the deals are monstrous and the prices don't survive. No one sells for less. No one.
So the Dolphins preseason begins on Sunday in Chicago at Soldier Field. Kickoff is at 1 o'clock. Our good friends, Steve Goldstein, Kim Bocamper, Mike Cugno, will have the broadcast for you starting an hour before kick on CBS4 locally down here. Joint practice did not go all that well for the Dolphins today. Tua, three interceptions after only one all camp. Tyreek Hill is on the trip, limited in practice yesterday, did not practice today, I would assume. We're not going to see him play on Sunday, but as you guys talked about in the first segment today, the good news is Tyreek did take the receivers and Tua bowling yesterday,
yeah.
And that report comes from Omar Kelly.
Yeah, I love that.
That's the good news.
I think so.
We got to play the Bills. We got might see the Ravens, those teams, the Kansas City Chiefs.
Listen.
And we want to go bowling.
The Panthers would go to Dairy Queen together, and they want a Stanley Cup. So what if bowling becomes the Dolphins thing? It could happen.
After the second visit to the Stanley Cup, the Dairy Queen conversation happened. We're talking about bowling, and we didn't want a playoff game in 25 years.
Well, maybe they haven't gone bowling in 25 years, so do the math.
Mike McDaniel wanted to get his Mike Vrabel on, and he broke up a fight today. During training camp, Kevin Byard
broke up a fight or just kind of got into the mix. I'm not
right.
Yeah, you're making it sound like he's pulling them off each other, and I cannot imagine that happening.
It's kind of dabbled in the middle.
He's like bouncing up like whack-a-mole.
That's like me trying to break up a fight.
Jimmy, you were a security guard, though. You're a licensed security guard.
Yeah, but I wouldn't be able to break up that fight.
But when you did break up fights, because security
he
guards.
He didn't break up
yes,
fights.
Yes, he did. He was a security guard.
He said he'd call his administrator.
Yeah,
or something.
But he still Jimmy. Had to get in there and get into the mix.
Jimmy, what happens if you saw anything go wrong at your job?
Well, I had to hold somebody back before he. before
Who,
he
is it he?
Yeah,
is it
there
he,
you go.
Is it he or she?
He.
There was a boy.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a security guard.
My size.
Jimmy is not stopping no
fights. He was a security guard.
He said, I call my boss if anything goes wrong.
Did you get, were you packing heat, man? Were you covered for a firearm?
I was packing all the heat.
Were you packing all the heat?
Oh.
Not really. I didn't have
All right.
Jimmy, I heard you ran a 4.340 yesterday.
So we have nicknamed Jimmy El Baño, which if you don't speak Spanish, sounds like a badass nickname, right? Oh, there goes El Baño.
Ooh.
Yeah, Jimmy, high-pressure day at the radio station yesterday because we flipped to FM, and Jimmy didn't know what was going to happen till an hour before it happened, and not only was there the pressure of, hey, this is a marquee move, but everyone from corporate was here, and they flooded into our studio at 2 o'clock, and Jimmy was running everything, and he did fantastic. Like,
he
held
really
it down, didn't lose his composure. But what we found out was inside, he was feeling some stress. He didn't show it, and it was a flawless broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
But inside, it was getting to him. And at about 2:45, and luckily Dan Day was here, at about 2:45 yesterday afternoon, I watched Jimmy go from that side of our studio to the hallway and then jet down the hallway as if he was on Battle of the Network Stars in 1977 racing against Gabe Kaplan. This guy was lying. I can't do every reference for you, Josh. Sometimes it's got to be for the Ticket Wizard. It can't always be for you.
About.
Sometimes I got to super serve Keller and the Ticket Wizard. Not every reference is for you. I can't bring out Pink Pony Club every reference. I got to mix it up once in a while. So, because if I brought up Pink Pony Club to the Ticket Wizard, he has no idea what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I make a Chapel Roan reference to the Ticket Wizard, no idea. Gabe Kaplan, Battle of the Network Stars, I keep him around listening for another day. I got to mix it up every now and then, Appel. But Jimmy goes, I mean, booking down the hallway. And it hits me. He internalized the stress yesterday. Did a great job not showing it.
I told him before the show, I was like, Jimmy, you killed it yesterday.
He did. But at 2:45, that internal stress said to him, we are not staying internalized any longer. And if you want us to become externalized, it's going to be here, there, wherever you are standing, but we are not going to be internalized any longer. And in the middle of a segment, Jimmy bolted. Dan Day said, like, he didn't even say, I got to go to the bathroom. He just took off running. So you made it in time, Jimmy?
Yes, I made it on time.
All right, very good. Well, you did a great job yesterday. You did. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt the headlines, Appel. Go ahead.
Jimmy, there's no chance that you put tissue down.
Oh, my God. Tissue down. Lucky if he got his pants down.
you sat on that toilet seat, Jimmy.
You guys do that at every public bathroom when you have to go number two?
So it depends on the cleanliness of the place for me. We were staying in Atlanta, the Ritz-Carlton. I had to use the bath. Oh, no. Wasn't at the Ritz. We went to the airport, Lori and I, and the Delta Sky Club in Atlanta, where their hub is,
nice.
Is unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah.
And I had to use the restroom. And I walked in there. There's a guy in there who's just cleaning everything. Yep. And it's the stalls are the door from ceiling to floor.
locked.
They have lights on them to show you which are vacant and which are occupied.
Like a taco bar.
And it's I said to myself, you know, it would almost be insulting to Big Fella if I put the paper down here. And I don't want to insult him.
You don't put paper down for the guest, the attendant?
Yeah, I don't want to insult Big Fella.
What about your thighs and booty?
Well, I saw some comedian once that goes, isn't this why we have all this meat on our ass? So that we can sit somewhere? It's not like our organs, well, I shouldn't say it's not like our organs are hanging out, because they are hanging out, but that's it. Don't rest that on the toilet
But did you tell the attendant?
No, but
hey,
he'd have known if he heard that thing rip out. Out the machine, he'd have known.
Big Joe, no tissue.
He'd have known. Like, because he heard, you know, that I was in there for a while. He didn't hear the paper rip off from when I first sat down. So when I walked out, he gave me a little nod.
He nodded at
like,
you.
Like, hey, man, appreciate you respecting what I do.
Then he called his buddies and said, hey, man, this little nasty dude ain't put nothing on the seat.
Somebody get rid of his lounge pass.
Hey, man, see who just came in the
Ticket bathroom. Wizard just texted me. Gabe Kaplan was surprisingly fast. He was.
If you know what? I'm messing with you. I don't use the seat covers. I just wipe it good. Like, I usually
get
a little water out of the sink, and I'll do a good little wipe
down. If it's a disgusting place, though, you have to, I think. But if it's a disgusting place, I probably just wouldn't go.
Yeah, I got IBS.
Right.
Yeah.
I was just laughing.
But, like, Jimmy was in a spot. We've all been there. Jimmy was in a spot where there was no choice left.
You got to go.
Like, it made the choice for you.
Yes,
like,
yeah.
And there was no choice left.
Those early morning flights.
You know who else never put the tissue down? Jeff Scanina.
Jeff Scanina yells at the germs on the toilet bowl.
I really have IBS, and I used to get cussed out in locker rooms because they're like, damn, Crowder, here you go with this
again.
You
would go in the locker room?
Yeah. That's door rude. Open. I leave rude. The door open,
yeah,
though.
Rude.
I would leave the door open and just talk to people.
Rude.
Jack Jones, by the way, just to finish off these Dolphin notes, he left the field with an injury on the same play he got called for pass interference. I don't think we have an update yet on his status, but I would imagine if he's leaving today with injury, they're going to keep it safe and he's not going to play on Sunday either. The Marlins, they dropped the first game of their 5-game series in Atlanta last night, 8-6. Tough one for the Marlins. They're back at it tonight, 7:15 for game two. Edward Cabrera starts against Bryce Elder. The Marlins are 6.5 back in the wild card.
Looking at David Fiorones from the Sun Sentinel, his Twitter account. So Minka Fitzpatrick obviously is having a little media availability. Minka Fitzpatrick on Mike McDaniel getting into the thick of the scrum to break it up. Quote, oh no, I think that's very dangerous.
I think that's what the Patriots said about Mike Vrabel too.
Yeah, probably not.
Mike,
like, you see Mike Vrabel coming to save you. You see Dan Campbell coming to save you. Like, you feel good. Oh, coach got my back. You see Mike McDaniel running at you. Now it's like, I can't even fight these guys. I got to keep him away from here.
You walk downstairs. Somebody tries you in the parking lot, and you see Jimmy walk out and start running towards you.
Now I got two things to worry about. Jimmy, please don't run at me, because this isn't going to go well for either of us. Now we've got more collateral damage.
I've told my wife that, hey, if I ever get in a fight, like, don't help me, because now I'm worried about
now
you getting
I got
hurt
two people.
And worried about this dude.
Yeah.
Just compared you to my wife, Jimmy, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Haywood Highsmith got surgery this morning. He hurt his right knee. The details on this are so, what's the word I'm looking for?
Horrific.
Precise. Not horrific, but in the release the Heat sent out, they gave a time for how long the surgery took. 35 minutes. How about that?
All right.
Can't be that
serious. He's out 8 to 10 weeks. Inter Miami, they're through to the quarterfinals of the league.
30 minutes.
My son's going to have his surgery. Oh, I'm getting a text from Jay Keller 5. He says Robert Conrad, also surprisingly fast during Battle of the Network Stars. So
Rob Conrad?
Robert Conrad, the Duracell battery guy.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the guy that lied about swimming across the Gulf
Stream. He did not lie about swimming across the Gulf Stream.
You can't swim across the
why
Gulf Stream.
Why would Rob Conrad lie about that?
I don't know. Ask Rob Conrad why he lied.
Why would he lie about that?
You can't swim across the Gulf Stream.
Well, what do you think he did?
He was about a half a mile out.
In his clothes?
Yeah, he jumped off his boat and paddled around a little bit.
I'm not relitigating this with you.
Swam across the Gulf Stream.
Enter Miami. Through to the quarterfinals. Leagues Cup. Their next game in the quarters, August 19th, 4 p.m. at home against Tigres. And they play next against Orlando City on Sunday at home in the Florida Classico or whatever, the Florida Derby, whatever they call this rivalry between Orlando City and Inter Miami. Your weather, a little more cloudy right now, but as always, hot and humid in South Florida.
Hey, right. When I was a kid, I lived in Tampa. I used to swim to New Orleans all the time.
No, but it wasn't that he was swimming.
No.
His boat capsized.
I told you I used to swim to New Orleans from Tampa.
Yeah, but no one.
That's all Rob told me.
No,
that he
they
swam.
Saved him. What are you talking about?
He saved himself.
No. I don't know. I don't think so. I got to go read Dave Hyde's column about it again.
What started us talking about this. You cannot swim across the
Gulf
Stream.
He was missing, first of all. He was missing.
He was out there floating on a cooler about a mile offshore.
He was not floating on a cooler. All right, don't go anywhere. I have a little joint practice recap I was just reading from Joe Shad in the Palm Beach Post, so I'll share that with everyone if you want to know what went on with the Dolphins and Bears today. Today, of course, National Whataburger Day. So don't go anywhere because who knows when that will rear its ugly head.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
50% of the times I stay in hotels, I clog the toilet.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
How'd you like to see the Zac Brown Band at the Sphere in Las Vegas in December? Very easy to enter. Just log on to the Audacy app, AUDACY, if you don't already have it. Hopefully you already do. Listen to anything you want. We would love for you to listen to 104.3 WQAM for an hour. The more you listen, more chances you have. You could be the winner. Winner gets round trip airfare to Vegas, two tickets to see Zac Brown, and a two-night stay at the Venetian, which is connected to the Sphere. So don't miss out. Log on to the Audacy app, AUDACY. It is a national contest. For more info, you can go to audacy.com/Zac, Z-A-C. Special thanks to Messina Touring Group. Here's just a couple of observations from Joe Shad in the Palm Beach Post. This is literally him kind of just typing out bullet points as things happen during the joint practice today between the Bears and Dolphins. Let's see. He says, these are just observations. Tua completed an over-the-shoulder pass to D. Eskridge. Tariq Black had a drop in one-on-ones. Tua completed a nice quick out to Malik Washington. Eric Ezukama got rocked by a Bears DB and a flag was thrown. Zach Wilson had the pass over the middle. Tua was intercepted three times. Alexander Mattison fumbled. He says Patrick Paul struggled on some one-on-ones. Aaron Brewer performed well during one-on-ones.
Hey.
Jonah Savainea. Dan Day was pronouncing it correctly yesterday. Do you know, Josh? Is it Savainea? Savainea?
I wrote it down.
My whole bit the whole time has just been calling him Jonah.
Well, I'll Crowder's been doing that as well, but we have to get his name right. He's going to play a lot.
Savainea.
Why are you doing nyaya?
You got to hold your tongue funny.
But why? No one's done that but you.
I wrote it phonetically, and now it doesn't
make
any
sense. Write nyaya?
I wrote a tongue over top of it. Got to move my tongue.
Says, Chicago's defense outperformed Miami's offense in the first half of practice. Bears receivers found frequent success against Dolphins cornerbacks.
That's the
Right, but can you tell from the first joint practice? One of the things I'd read Omar Kelly on Twitter before practice started today. I was just kind of following along with Omar on Twitter, and he had tweeted out, today is going to be a big day for the Dolphins' young cornerback room. If they struggle against Caleb Williams and a Bears team still learning the offense, Miami's in trouble. But could you ascertain that the cornerbacks are in trouble after one joint practice?
The one-on-ones, that's what they have to do. I'm with, like, you can combo block people and slide protection and help tackles, but on the outside, like, E.J. Moore has to line up against Storm Duck. Jack Jones has to line up against Rome Adunze. Another name I can't
say. You got both names wrong. It's Rome Adunze. You gave him Rome Adunze.
I put a tongue over top of the E. I was thinking about Adunze, and
it's Adunze.
I A'd the E, the A.
Right, but there's no Adunze.
The most football you can see in drills is corner versus receiver.
That's basically going to be, hey, you know the receiver, you've got to stop from getting the ball. And if you can't do it in practice, what's to make me think you could do it in a game?
Yeah, and it's kind of, you're out there one-on-one on the outside, there's no help. You put a safety over top and all that, but you're going to have to play man-to-man at some point. And corners are weakest position. Jack Jones just went down again. Storm Duck was hurt before. Artie Burns is out. Kader Kohu's out. That's the concern for me, is that secondary. Defensively, I think our front seven is going to be pretty good.
Hey, Crowder, what was the Dolphins' preseason record in 2007, the year they went 1-15?
4-0. We were killing them. Yeah.
But this isn't a game, though, Josh.
I know. Like, my overall point is, like, extrapolating some overarching narrative here.
I totally agree. But you do get to see players who are actually going to play in the regular season during the joint practices where you don't really in preseason football.
The Eagles lost yesterday, but nobody played.
Right, yeah, it doesn't matter.
You know, the top teams.
But the joint practices, like, you're seeing actual players out there. I'm assuming it's Caleb Williams getting a lot of snaps, like, for the Bears and Tua for the Dolphins.
I heard, what was it, report that Montez Sweat, who is an elite pass rusher, went up against Patrick Paul, who's supposed to be your starting left tackle. That one-on-one is going to happen in a real game. E.J. Moore versus Kader Kohou versus Storm Duck is going to happen in a game. The linebacker covering a running back coming out of the backfield with no lineman anywhere, that's just it. He's going to get beat.
Crowder, is there something to going up against the same guys every single day in practice where you kind of get used to their mannerisms, you kind of get used to things, and then you finally go up against another team in another practice or in a preseason game? Obviously, it's the first time you're seeing somebody else. And maybe it takes a little adjustment to that. Like, is there something to that too or no?
Oh, 100%. Like, covering Randy McMichael. Like, Randy was a great pass-catching tight end. But after the sixth day of covering him in one-on-ones, I knew his release. I knew, you know, when he got high, when he broke down, he was going inside, outside. You can get used to it by, like, playing somebody so much. You know what their mannerisms are. Now you go off and do, you know, play another team's tight end. I've never seen this dude run around before in my life. Now I really have to worry about, you know, my angles and my leverage and all that stuff. So 100%. I covered Ronnie Brown so many times our rookie year. He knew when I was going to take a shot. I knew when he was about to go deep. I knew his hit the speed of his release. Like, you get used to guys after a while.
Joint practices, though.
Yeah.
You get the most knowledge about your team, I'm guessing, as a head coach or a coordinator. You get, there's only so much you can learn after watching them, you know, play against each other. Like, joint practices, I would imagine you get the most knowledge about what you're actually working with.
And to be honest, and it sounds bad, but the veterans on the team, like right now, Bradley Chubb has nothing to prove to the team. You know, like, Minkah Fitzpatrick has nothing to prove to Anthony Weaver. I'm Minkah Fitz, I'm all pro. Like, I'm not going to go above and beyond on this coverage. Oh, we have some other competition. Now the competitiveness comes out of you where I'm not going to let the Bears just throw the ball all over us.
Right.
And you see the guy, so more or less of, like, your ability, but you also see the competitive edge in guys that kind of pick up the momentum, pick up the pace, because there's somebody that I don't know and don't care about, honestly, on the other side of the ball.
Have we seen anything? I know some of the players have spoken, Josh. Have you seen anything about Mike McDaniel speaking or any of the coordinators? Do we have any idea if anyone's going to play on Sunday? And I mean anyone of note.
Not yet. I think the only Mike McDaniel quote we have is the one that you gave us earlier of him saying something in passing as he was
walking past. We're saying, things get heated in practice all the time.
No. I haven't seen anything official that he has addressed the media.
Do we know if Caleb Williams is playing Sunday for the Bears? And do we know?
Tyrell Dotson picked him off today, I think.
I think Caleb will.
You think he'll play?
Because it's a new offense. He's not proof. He's getting questioned. Ben Johnson is supposed to be this quarterback whisperer. They got to show something off to this Bears, the Bears fandom.
Man, I'm not a believer in Caleb Williams, I have to tell you.
He was really so good in Hawk. He was so good in college.
Hawk, I did their last game of the season last year in Green Bay where they finally stopped the losing streak against the Packers. And given what was all going around with the coaching staff, the style
Eberflus
of offense they were running.
Yeah,
I mean, he was gone by then, but they're still generally running the same stuff.
Yeah.
I was really impressed by he just at the end of the season, he was just a gamer. He was just trying to get to the end, and he played very well in that game. DJ Moore was great in that game too, but showed me a lot at the end of the season last year.
You think he's going to live up to the hype?
Ooh.
Different question.
You see how?
Who would you rather have right now? Cam Ward or Caleb Williams? You've seen Caleb Williams has played a season already in the NFL. Cam Ward hasn't taken a single snap. You're choosing teams right now. You can choose one or the other.
But Caleb was just as good in college as Cam was.
I haven't seen Caleb with Ben Johnson before I make that decision.
And I haven't seen
that's what I'm saying. Like, who would you rather have right now? You can't wait to see what he looks like with Ben Johnson.
I take Cam because I think he's more athletic.
I think I've seen him play in the league, I'm going to default to Caleb Williams.
Who would you rather have? Crowder asked this yesterday. Who would you rather have right now? Vrabel and Drake May or McDaniel and Tua?
McDaniel and Tua. I haven't seen anything from Drake May. I've seen Tua Tagovailoa lead the league in passing.
Bro. But they're saying Drake May is special.
But who?
They.
I know. And they are doing this weird thing with the Patriots and Drake May, the same thing that they did with Mac Jones.
But also, yeah, that's what I was going to say. Ben Volen came on these airwaves and, oh, Mac Jones, he's so much better than Tua Tagovailoa. So much better. It's a joke that people think Tua is better than Mac Jones. What's Mac Jones doing now?
What about Vrabel, though, over McDaniel? Because we go quarterback. I'm with you. Tua's led the league, and he's been top five in, 2 years ago, he was top five in every quarterback category. Vrabel has, what was it, the Titans. He took him to the AFC Championship game. Mm-hmm. We haven't won a playoff game.
Yesterday I said that McDaniel's a better head coach than Vrabel, but obviously that was said in jest, but I got lambasted on the text line.
They got you.
I mean, look, I think Mike Vrabel's a good coach, but I'm looking at his six seasons in Tennessee. 9-7, 9-7, 11-5, 12-5, 7-10, 6-11. He's 54-45 as a head coach. And yes, he has had the playoff success that Mike McDaniel hasn't. But do we kind of overrate Mike Vrabel a little bit?
Well, he's in the Dan Campbell mode, which happens to be a hot mode right now. And I think that's part of what's happening there.
I like the style of play that Vrabel's going to impose on his team over this track meet stuff.
Right. I like the track meet stuff.
You do.
I do.
It's fun when it works, but if it doesn't work, then what?
Isn't Dan Campbell and what he's done in Detroit the perfect marriage of those two things? What they do on offense and what they did under Ben Johnson.
Right.
And the toughness of Man Campbell.
Right. So you can be athletic and have a potent offense and still be road graders. Like, you can, he's melded the two, kind of.
But they have, what is it, Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery? They have banging, big, strong, they draft offensive linemen in the first round. What's it?
Penny Sewell.
Yeah, like, they built their team to be bullies. We don't build our team to be a bully.
Well, we've started to, though.
And that's, so now, but are we going the other way? Well, we were little and quick, and now we have to make ourselves tough. Well, they started tough and then went and got their little quick fellas.
Would the Dolphins be a better team right now if they had Penei Sewell instead of Jalen Waddle?
That's a great question. That's a great question because here's the thing. Yes. You haven't seen Jalen Waddle. I would love to say no because we've seen Jalen Waddle, but he's never really been the number one.
No.
He was that the year before Tyreek, and when they were a dink and dunk offense under who was the Manila folder? Chan Gailey and whoever was calling
tapioca
plays,
pudding.
George Godsey the next year. I mean, his first 3 years, 100 catches his rookie, over 1,000 yards, had almost 1,400 yards in 2022, 1,000 yards in 2023, and obviously last year wasn't as productive. I don't know.
I still think you'd rather have Penei Sewell.
Yeah. It's like, think about the questions we've had in the O-line ever since he's been here.
Is he the only athlete named after a pasta?
I don't think it's P-E-N-N-E.
Butter?
But it sounds like Penne. Is he the only athlete that you can think of named after a pasta?
No, Spaghetti Jackson.
Actually, Mac Jones. Mac and cheese. Yeah, for sure. All right, we got to take a break. We're going to take a break. Don't go anywhere. Keep it here on your favorite FM radio station as we take you along on this Football Friday. A lot more still to get to.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I'm just saying that I'm Hawk. We talk Tua. Hawk Tua.
Big moments or small moments? They all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Jimmy, you got to give me a heads up if you're... Am I on or off? Now you're turning it off, Jimmy. Just give me a heads up if you're turning the mic on. And then you can't turn it off in the middle of me saying you got to give me a heads up. Jimmy, we've been doing this show together a long time. Don't you always look to me and see if I'm ready and I give you a thumbs up?
I did look at you.
Well, I didn't give you a thumbs up.
You got to go by.
Did I look back at you?
El Baño. Yeah,
El Baño.
He's got to go to the bathroom.
I was looking through it. I'm like, let me see if I have any spots to do. And he's putting me on the mic. And then I'm like, why are you putting me on? And then he shuts off my mic.
Wanted to give him a little.
We're already on at that point.
Hey, Jimmy. You might not want to turn on these off-air conversations.
Well, that's what I'm nervous about. Yeah, I happen to be caught saying something I don't mind. But half the time, I'm saying something that I would not like to be caught saying. Been a stressful week, Jimmy, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you killed it, though.
Dan was throwing him questions, and they at night after we got off.
Oh, I heard some of that. Oh. I was like, man, because Dan Day was like, you know, one of the things they told us when we flipped to FM, and we didn't do this much yesterday because I'm not necessarily certain that I buy into it, but Len was like, hey, you have new listeners on FM. They're going to stumble across the station, which, by the way, is true. There are many people who don't know AM radio exists. They don't know what it is, where it is, and how to get it. But Len was like, hey, introduce yourselves so that you know, so people know who you are. Mm-hmm. And Dan took it to heart. Dan was like, my name is Dan Day. He said he was a surfer. Did you hear this?
I heard the whole thing. That's why I started smiling when you brought it up.
Have you ever heard him say that he's going surfing?
No. But Dan is 78 when he was 20.
He said, I might be 100 and I might be 20. Like,
no one knows.
Yeah, no one knows. But I didn't know he was a surfer.
Like, I'm a fun dude. I love this. I love that. I'm chasing pretty girls all the time. Jimmy?
Yeah, and so he's like, Jimmy, describe yourself. And Jimmy, I felt like I was listening to a hostage video, so I had to tune out. I was like... Because Jimmy had just been through the ringer, four hours of our show with the corporate suits in town. And, like, Jimmy was just happy to be done. And now all of a, and so he was like, Jimmy Garcia, I've been with the station 20 years. And
have a degree.
Yeah, I was like, all right, I don't. And the truth of the matter is, I don't know much about Jimmy at all, but I kind of like it that way.
Mysterious.
Yeah.
Yeah, he liked the mysterious.
Would you like to share anything with us, Jimmy, that you didn't share yesterday, where you drove home and you're like, oh, I should have said this? I'll give you a chance for a mulligan here.
I don't know.
Nailed it.
Exactly.
Jimmy, it's you.
I could talk about myself for hours. All right, we'll take a break. You got to get out of here, right?
Yes.
Crowder's got to get out of here, so Appel will join me and Jimmy for the 4 o'clock hour while Crowder takes care of some business. You'll be able to see us tonight, by the way, on CBS 4. One of the reasons we were in studio today is that Crowder and I, they were interviewing us for CBS 4 on the changeover from AM to FM, and I gave this very extravagant radio answer about the difference between amplitude modulation and frequency modulation and building penetration. And I don't know what Crowder said. I had excused myself because I didn't want to watch him try to explain what this change meant to him, because I don't know if he knew. So what can we expect on CBS 4 tonight from you?
I told him about me building penetration. My answers are so terrible. What does this mean? We were on two stations. I was a caveman. I didn't know. Thank you so much for what we have together.
You just started accepting an award?
I won a Grammy.
All right, 4 o'clock hour is coming up with me and Appel and Jimmy.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Text threads are meant for pictures of Jimmy's hot dog.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable, because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.